In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. In this morning's Gospel, a lawyer was trying to test Jesus. He was trying to test him in what he knew about Scripture, what he knew about the law that they lived by. So he stood up and said to Jesus, "What should I do to have eternal life?" And that is the ultimate question we always ask. What must we do to be with God? And Christ says to him, "Well, what do you understand of what the law says?" And he responds, "To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength." And he added another one, "Also to love your neighbor as yourself." So today we learn how Christ tells us to love our neighbor as ourself. Yet the lawyer asks him, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And instead of Christ saying, "Well, look to your left, look to your right, and look in front of you or behind you," he gave him a parable. He gave him a story, because Christ taught with stories to kind of go deeper into the issue, and for this man to take something home with him and to understand better what it means to be a true and good neighbor, a Christian neighbor. So Christ tells a story of a man who goes from Jerusalem to Jericho. As he goes to Jericho, he is robbed and beaten and left to be dead. As he is laying down, a Levite comes by. A Levite was somebody who knew the law, knew how to live a moral life. And instead of helping him, he just passed on by. A priest comes by, man of God, comes by him, doesn't help him either. And then a Samaritan comes. Samaritans and Jews were not well, they didn't get along well. Yet this man did not put this in front of him, and he stopped and he helped this Jewish man who was left beaten and left for dead. He helped him, he anointed him, he clothed him, he put him on his mule and walked him to an inn and paid the innkeeper to take care of him. And Jesus said to the lawyer, "Well, who proved to be a good neighbor? The priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan?" And of course said the Samaritan. And Christ says to him, "Go and do the same. Be like the Samaritan who showed mercy to the man who was left for dead." Now, to understand the whole distance from Jerusalem to Jericho, it is the same distance from St. Sophia in Los Angeles to here in Pasadena. It would be like walking from St. Sophia to St. Anthony's, which is around 17 miles. And if you walk 17 miles, and I Google mapped this, if you were to walk this, it would be 6 hours nonstop. No rest, you'd be walking for 6 to 7 hours. So this man was walking 6 to 7 hours. Now Jericho is north of Jerusalem. But the reason why he says he goes down to Jericho is because Jericho is very low in terms of sea level. Jericho is the lowest city in the world. It has the lowest sea level in the whole world. So to go down to Jericho takes a lot of energy because of the climate change. But even though Jericho, it's exhausting to get to this place, Jericho is like an oasis as well. It is fortified, and not many people were able to attack the city, and is very fertile. So this man goes from Jerusalem to Jericho, to the deepest and lowest place physically on earth. So not only was he in his physical lowest place, but he's also spiritually and physically in his lowest place. He was beaten down. He was robbed. He was at his deepest low. And the Samaritan man went to this man who was at his deepest low, to his lowest place, and he took him to an oasis. He took him to the inn. He helped him. This is what it means to be a Christian neighbor, to take those in need and to help them no matter what the cause is, to help them no matter who they are, to take them to an oasis from their lowest point. And we see that this man, even though he was in his lowest point, he found an oasis. which is Christ. Christ is our oasis when we are at the bottom, at the very bottom of the barrel in our lives. And it takes a good neighbor to help us. And Christ tells us, man, this is what it means to be a good neighbor. And do this, and you shall have eternal life. Amen.